The regional campaign vehicle of the Progressive People's Party was yesterday involved in an accident at Salaga. The driver of the vehicle was heading towards the police station to inform the police of the party's campaign when the accident occurred. Speaking to Agatha Samwa on Behind the News, the communications director of the PPP, Paco Akon, said it was not the vehicle of the presidential candidate, as it was alleged, but the regional vehicle which left three people dead.
The report we are getting in Accra indicates that our presidential candidate, Dr. Kwesi Ndom, was getting ready to speak to a group of party supporters at Salaga. But you know that before such activities take place, you need to inform the police to offer protection. So the regional vehicle was actually heading towards the police station at Salaga to inform them about the rally. And as it would expect, or you would expect in such gathering, you find jubilant crowd, young people riding motorbikes here and there. And so what actually happened was that when the Northern Regional pickup was going to the police station to inform them about the program, these young guys on their motorbike, nobody knows how they were able to hit the bucket of the pickup, which resulted in their death. But what I'm getting is that the road is quite dusty, and so it makes it difficult for anyone to find their way out should they be following another vehicle. And so that is what happened. But we are told that the police is conducting investigation into the matter. But we are putting ourselves together. We are commiserating with the family, those who have lost their loved ones.
It wasn't Dr. Papa Kwesi Ndum's vehicle or convoy, but it was the regional campaign vehicle that was involved in the accident.
Precisely the point. Dr. Ndum was nowhere near where the accident happened.
Paco Akon is the communications director of the PPP.